Last week, during our Sweet Treat series, we shared a special pulment recipe with you. This week, it's all about chocolate. Gene Heath, chef and owner of the White Oak River Bistro, explains how to prepare a seasonal favorite, the Yule Log.
I've been making Yule Logs for many years, and it's just kind of an accumulation of different recipes. They're all pretty much the same, though. Essentially, you're making a jelly roll. The Yule Log is traditional. It's supposed to look like a log, and so I like to do the chocolate ganache on it, and the pecans make it look like tree bark on the log.
Is this something that you serve on your holiday table?
We do. We do it quite often for Christmas parties, and we do it for family get-togethers at the holiday season.
Now, the Yule Log is a chocolate lover's dream. There's chocolate in the center, and once it's all rolled up, chocolate ganache is spread over the outside of it. What are the steps that are involved in putting the Yule Log together?
You make a basic sponge cake and then top it with the chocolate ganache and with nuts and coconut, and then it's rolled up and put in the refrigerator until it all comes together, and then coated with the more chocolate. And then you can use a comb effect on it and give it the texture of bark on the outside.
Gotcha. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you say the difficulty level for putting this Yule Log together?
I'd say the difficulty on this would be about a 3, maybe a 4. It's a pretty simple cake. It just takes time to assemble and put together.
There's the part where you have to roll the cake up. I imagine that would kind of be the hard part, right?
That would be the hard part. But once you get the parchment paper to start working for you, you can roll it right up.
Are there any tricks that you found that kind of help out? Does it need to be warm, or does it help to be cold? Or
I think it's better if it's room temperature. It's pretty much the safe way. Too cold, and it's going to get a little crumbly. Too warm, and it's going to pull apart as well.
I think the great thing about this particular recipe is that most of the ingredients, you know, can be found in our cupboards and our pantries. We already have them.
Sure, they're absolutely they're just staples that we all have in our cupboards, and makes it easy to assemble. You don't have to go run around trying to find special ingredients.
And of course, the holidays are a great time to spend with your family, and what a better place than in the kitchen making this recipe.
Involve your children with it if you have children or grandchildren, and they'll have a great time doing it. And when you cut it, slice for the dessert, they'll be amazed at how beautiful it turned out.
I'm sure they will. Gene Heath is the chef and the owner of the White Oak River Bistro. Hey, thanks for speaking with us, and have a happy holidays.
You do the same, Garrett. Thank you.
Mr. Heath's family recipe for the Yule Log is posted at our website, publicradioeast.org.